Off the Ball. GAA.
I would have an outside shout at Watford. They're way better hurlers than people think. They have plenty of pace. They're on a little roll. They're a team waiting to explode.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, an Ireland international is among the latest names to extend their stay at Leinster. Cardiff head coach Matt Sherratt discusses the arrival of Ed Byrne and a new summer international competition for Ireland's under 20 women. First up today though, Kieran Frawley has signed a new contract at Leinster. The versatile back has become a key component of both the Leinster and Ireland squads over the past year. Frawley has started in Leinster's Champions Cup knockout wins over La Rochelle and Northampton and was involved in a trio of Ireland's Six Nations outings this year. The Skerries native is just the latest Leinster player committing to the province this week, following in the footsteps of Ryan Baird, Will Connors, Brian Deeney, Tommy O'Brien, Max Deegan and Thomas Clarkson. And joining them today is scrum half Cormac Foley, whose 7 appearances this season is his most yet in a Leinster jersey. Meanwhile, James Tracy has hailed the influence of an outgoing Leinster player. Ross Maloney is of course joining Johan van Graan's Bath at the end of this season, but former Leinster hooker Tracy told this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast that Leinster's lineout was not the same against Northampton after Maloney was taken off at Croke Park.
The main thing that I was worried about was when Ross Maloney goes off the field, and we'd 100% clean ball when he was on the field, we'd won clean win in the lineout when he went off the field, and I think that is something that is a worry and something that I would say, because Toulouse are going to contest hard in the air, and I would be very surprised if he's not starting for that one reason. You know, like the lineout that Northampton scored their second try off. So Ross Maloney's gone off the field, and Leinster, when it's scrum penalty, they're on 5 after being held up. Kick, you know, looks like they're going to relieve pressure. They do a 6-man lineout with a plus one forward, but they have Gibson Park at the front of the lineout, showing at the front. So what you would do that is to manipulate the front prop on the defensive side, because if he goes to lift, Gibson Park's wide open at the front, and it's a 2-on-1 up to 5. So he's kind of stuck there. So what that opens up is it's pretty much a free ball to win at the front. But so leaves Northampton with only a pod in the middle, and Leinster call it to just behind that pod coming forward. And as a hooker, especially your first throw.
And do you have any say when you're like, no, I'm not, come on.
No, you know, it's in the moment. And listen, if you,
is there even a little glance where you're like,
there's a bit of foot of space. So you're talking about, you know, no excuses. I mean, and you know, all that side of things, you know, it's open enough to call, but in terms of the percentages of making it a bit easier on everyone, that front ball is wide open.
So Kelleher's just on, and this is his first throw.
It's his first throw, yeah. And you know, he overthrows it by, you know, we're talking probably 6 inches, okay? Not even 6 inches. So it is, you know, starting from him, he does overthrow at 6 inches. So, you know, the book does stop there. But I'm saying from game awareness.
You think Ross Maloney's calling that to the front?
I think Ross Maloney's taking the free ball, yeah. And because it's like, especially when you're exiting the ball, the most important thing to do is win the ball and relieve pressure.
And if you do have Kelleher just on, did Kelleher and Conan come on at the same time? So you've got a bit of fresh heft, yeah. Who are...
Fresh heft. And listen, he's able to throw the ball to the tail off his first line. So that's not the point.
Yeah.
My point is, you're throwing it into an area of pressure when you don't need to. It's different if that is the only open, then it's like, okay, well then, you know.
Do it, yeah.
But the only reason, I'm probably just looking at it from the perspective of a hooker, and you're like, you have a wide open at the front and you take that and kick the ball. I don't think we're even talking about this game being as close as it was, because that try doesn't happen.
From Ross Maloney, we move to another departing Leinster player, and that's Ed Byrne. The Loosehead will join Cardiff this summer, effectively replacing the Saracens-bound Rhys Carey at the Arms Park. Byrne's new head coach, Matt Sherratt, says the prop will bring much-needed experience to the Cardiff scrum.
Obviously, I think he's got 101 Leinster caps. He's got 6 caps for Ireland. I've spoken to Stuart Lancaster and Robin McBride at length about him. Couldn't be more positive as a player and as a person. And it goes back to what I said earlier, really. He's obviously come from very good stock. You don't stay 10 years at Leinster without being a very good player and a very good professional. So, first of all, his playing ability is unquestionable. But then secondly, and as importantly, is I think he'll be brilliant for the likes of Reece Barrett and the likes of Evan Daniel, Evan Lloyd. Like somebody coming from that environment with such good standards. He's in the leadership group there. He's captained Leinster. He'll be a massive addition, like on and off the field for us. So, yeah, we're delighted to get Ed done.
Ireland will play three matches as part of the inaugural Six Nations Women's Summer Series in July. The tournament will be held in Parma, with squads comprised mostly of under 20 players. However, teams will be able to select up to three under 23 players per matchday squad. Ireland's first game will come against England on July 4th, with Italy up next 5 days later, before finishing on July 14th against Scotland. Six Nations Rugby say the series is intended to offer players a vital new opportunity to graduate through the rugby development pathway from the under 18 level. For those players who may have missed the under 18 entry point onto the rugby pathway, the Women's Summer Series, they say, opens up another route to international rugby. As expected, Danny Kerr has turned down the opportunity to move to France and has signed a new contract at Harlequins for next season. The scrum half, who retired from England duty this year, will go into his 19th campaign with the Premiership club. He's Quinn's leading appearance maker and try scorer of all time. Kerr had attracted the interest of Perpignan, who were rumoured to be offering him a 2-year deal. And Scarlet centre Jonathan Davies has announced he's leaving after 16 seasons with the Welsh side. The former Wales international has made 209 appearances over two spells with the club. Davies says it's been incredible to play for the team he supported as a boy. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.